After the feast of the Passover, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside. Many people came to him, and his disciples baptized them in the Jordan. John the Baptist was preaching and baptizing at another place, where there was plenty of water, but more people went to Jesus than to John. John's disciples went to him and said, "Rabbi, that man you testified about, he is baptizing, and everyone is going to him." John replied, "You yourselves know that I said I am not the Christ, but am sent ahead of him. It is my joy to witness to him. He must become greater, I must become less. I am from the earth, but he comes from heaven and is above all. He has been sent by God to speak the words of God, and he has the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has eternal life, but whoever does not believe in him will not see life, for the wrath of God remains on him." Then Jesus left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. On the way he came to a town where there was an old well that had been dug by the patriarch Jacob. Tired as he was from the journey, Jesus sat down by the well. It was about midday, and his disciples went to the town to buy food. As he was sitting there, a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" Astonished, the woman replied, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" Jews would not associate with Samaritans whom they despised, because they were a mixed population, and their worship of the Lord, the God of Israel, was mingled with pagan customs and beliefs. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. How can you get this living water?" Jesus replied, "Whoever drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." "Sir," she said, "give me some, so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." The Samaritan woman misunderstood what Jesus was saying. The Lord was not speaking of ordinary water, but of the work of the Holy Spirit, the living water, who brings life and refreshment to the human soul, as water from the well does to the body. This divine water quenches man's spiritual thirst and imparts eternal life. Then Jesus revealed to the woman that he knew all she had done and the circumstances of her life. She had had 5 husbands, and the man she was living with at that time was not her husband. "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet." She then raised the question of where God was to be worshipped. Was it on the nearby mountain of Gerizim, as the Samaritans did, or, as the Jews claimed, in the temple in Jerusalem? Jesus declared, "Believe me, the time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. Salvation is from the Jews, but the true worshippers will adore the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I who speak to you am he." Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" Many of them went out to meet Jesus. They urged him to stay with them, and on hearing his words, they believed in him. Jesus stayed 2 days in that town, and many became believers. They said to the woman, "Now we have heard him ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world. Next episode, the healing of the official's son.